6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. When I filed to run for state senate, I did not know anything about consultants. I didn't know anything about the state party. I didn't know anything about local county parties. I didn't even know what a precinct delegate was. I did not understand endorsements. I didn't understand any of that. What propelled me down this path for the last 15 years of my life was Howard Walker hanging up on me on a landline. When I filed the affidavit of identity, mailed in the check, I was going to be on the ballot. As a result of me being an announced candidate, Vicky had to set up a campaign account for me. She was the treasurer. She did this research, found out what she needed to file to do, and I was off and running. I designed a yard sign. I designed a business card, had those printed up, and started going to events. One thing I learned in becoming an instructor for Dale Carnegie public speaking after taking the course, getting an A 100% in the class, they wanted me to become an instructor. I took the training and taught others how to do public speaking. One thing they teach you is always, always, always go last. So what I did was I started off initially when they would call on me at these events to speak before Howard. I said, no, I'm sorry. Out of respect to my opponent being a former state representative for 6 years and the fact that he has the last name Walker, I want to forego alphabetical. I don't want to go first because of Bishop. Most of them had alphabetical calling of candidates. I said, no, I don't want to go first. Out of respect to him being a state rep, I want him to go first. And he'd give his stupid stump speech. There's a lot of work for me to finish that I didn't get to do because I was term limited out of the House for 6 years. I only was able to serve for 3 2-year terms. Well, I've got a lot of unfinished business that I want to go back and accomplish being your state senator. And the Rhino Republicans would all clap and applaud, and that was basically a stump speech. Well, they called on me to get up. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but if he wasn't able to accomplish these things as a state rep, why would you send him back as a state senator? I'm just thinking. If I go to Lansing as your state senator, we will become a right-to-work state. And man, the room sat up and like perked up and like, what did he just say? I will make Michigan a right-to-work state. I will introduce the legislation. I will sell other state senators and state reps and the governor to make us a right-to-work state. I start getting some applause. Yeah, wow, I like that. Number two, I will introduce legislation to get rid of the state income tax. Again, using my sales abilities, I will convince other state reps and state senators to vote for it to get rid of and eliminate state income tax in the state of Michigan. Well, how would we replace that revenue? It's very simple. You increase the sales tax. That way tourists and other people that come to our state pay a higher sales tax to help pay for Lansing. But yet we residents of Michigan get a monthly rebate. Any additional sales tax we pay when it comes to paying sales tax, we would get a rebate check from Lansing because we live here. Tourists wouldn't get the rebate because they don't live here. Wow, okay. Yeah, it's called the Michigan Fair Tax. Look it up. We are one of the most regulated and overtaxed states in the country. I would get rid of all kinds of regulations. I would introduce legislation to get rid of these laws that hurt businesses. Well, the business guys love me. Finally, when all that work is done, I would advocate and push for it to be on the ballot that we go back to being a part-time legislature. People were standing up and giving me a standing ovation. Howard was shrinking in his chair. On election day that August of 2010, Howard Walker was standing outside the Big Boys on 131 in Petoskey with Howard Walker signs in the ground waving to cars. He was scared to death that I was going to beat him in that primary. You know the news scrollers at the bottom on election days? Your local news, 11 o'clock news? All night long, they'd been reporting numbers of various races. 11 o'clock news came on. 37 state senate district. Bishop Walker, too close to call. Too close to call. Too close to call. Until roughly about 11:15, Traverse City, Grand Traverse County reported. And that's where, of course, he was going to beat my butt. I called Howard roughly at about 11:30 when the news was over. And I said, congratulations, Howard. He said, Randy, I thank God you only raised $4,000. He looked at my campaign finance report. He said, I thank God you only raised $4,000 because if you had raised $40,000, you'd be the state senator. I said, Howard, if you don't vote for right to work, I'll beat your ass next time. Excuse my truck driver language, but that's what I said to the man. He voted for right to work. In going to the state convention as a delegate and have watched the Super Bowl, I saw an ad for this nerd, Rick Snyder, running for governor. Never heard of this guy anywhere ever. Started doing some research on him. Come to find out, he was actually a Democrat, but he was running as a Republican because the Democrats had already chosen Virge Bonero. The mayor of Lansing was their candidate for governor. And see, in the Democrat Party, you don't have multiple candidates running. They handpick their people and they run unopposed in the primary. Republicans don't do it that way. So come to find out, Rick Snyder hired this John Patrick Yob guy. He kind of looks like Harry Potter, but he's in his 40s. And he hired him, Strategic National, to run his campaign along with Bill Schuette. Had hired Yob also to run his campaign for Attorney General. And he also ran a few other state reps and a few other state senators. And it was very interesting because at the state convention, I had an opportunity to be introduced to this guy. Oh, you're the guy that caused Howard Walker to spend a lot of money in the primary. Howard ended up spending $127,512 to beat me in the primary. He only spent $6,000 to beat Bob Carr, the Democrat from Mackinac Island, in the general. I said, yep, that's me. He said, why did you do it? And I said, because Howard wouldn't support four platform issues I wanted him to run on. He hung up on me on a phone call. He said, well, what were the four items? Make Michigan a right-to-work state, Michigan fair tax, get rid of the state income tax, get rid of all the burdensome regulations on businesses, and when all that work's done, go back to a part-time legislature. He goes, that's it? And I said, yeah. So because he hung up on me, I basically primary challenged him. He goes, what a stupid guy. He said, yeah, my wife said the same thing when he hung up on me. come to find out, John Yab is the puppeteer that runs the Michigan Republican Party. He and his father, Chuck Yab, has had control over this party for decades. When I found out that John Yab was running, had been paid to be the political consultant for both Scott Greenlee and Mashawn Maddox campaign for chair of the party, I said, that's it. I'm endorsing Senator Jim Runstedt. I don't even know who this former ambassador to Fiji, John Sella, is. I got to meet him. He agreed to come on my show. I'm going to work out the details with his scheduler, Gabriella. She's already contacted me. This guy couldn't schedule with me himself. I had to talk to his scheduler. Well, I'll have him on the show. I'll be fair. But in full disclosure, he's going to hear on the interview with him that I've endorsed Jim Runstedt. This week, I believe it was on Monday, Scott Greenlee dropped out of the race. If you're going to state convention in Detroit like Vicky and I, February 21st and 22nd, well, guess what? You're going to find out that there's only three candidates going to be on the ballot. Mashawn Maddox, Jim Runstedt, and John Sella. Well, there's going to be some information coming out as a result of what the Charlevoix County Republican Party candidate forum did Friday night, this past Friday. I talked with the county chair of Dickinson County, Ed McBroom's county, way up in the UP. Angela and her vice chair came up with a question that they wanted me to ask on their behalf because they couldn't attend the event in Boyne City on Walloon Lake. Question was very simple. They also requested that they answer in alphabetical order. That kind of threw the candidates for a little bit of a loop. They had never been told or instructed to answer in alphabetical order before, by last name. Sella went first, starting with a C. Then Greenlee, then Maddox, and last, Jim Runstedt. It's a very simple question. It's not a gotcha question. It's a yes or no answer. And I'll get into what I asked them on behalf of Dickinson County Chair and Vice Chair. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. The question that I got from Angela Hall and her vice chairman for Dickinson County GOP to ask on their behalf because they could not attend the candidate forum for the Charlevoix County Republican event last Friday read this way. Final question of the night. This was right before they were going to give their closing statements. One fairly simple, straightforward, no gotcha. Please answer with either a yes or a no answer in alphabetical order based on your last name. So Ambassador Sella, you'll go first. Scott Greenlee will go second. Michonne Maddock will go third. Jim Runstead will go last. Quote, this is what Angela texted to me. If you are elected to be the next chairman of the Michigan GOP, will you contract or will you allow a contract with John Yobb's political consulting firm, Strategic National, or any other entity of his to be the political consultant for this 25-26 election cycle for the Michigan Republican Party, yes or no? Well, Sella grabbed the mic. He was the first to answer, and he said, no. He passed the mic down to Michonne. She passed it to Scott Greenlee. Scott Greenlee grabbed the mic, and he kind of looked up in the air, back and forth from right to left, thinking about it, and said, yes. Okay. But, no buts. It's a yes or no. Handed the microphone to Michonne. She said, yes. Without any hesitancy, without thinking about it, yes. Well, she then handed the microphone to Senator Jim Runstead. Jim grabbed the mic in a big, deep voice that he has with a resounding no. That was it. Okay, very good. Thank you. Now you can do your closing statements. This is on a video that is on the Charlevoix County Republican Party's Facebook page. You have to go all the way to the end, right before closing statements, to hear me. I'm not on camera. I was sitting actually back behind the camera on her tripod, filming the candidates and the people in the audience who was giving questions to them throughout the night. But I'm behind the camera asking the question with a microphone so you can hear the question. You can hear their answers, and then you can hear the closing statements. Go to Facebook, find the link. I'm going to ask Oscar Barton, the chair of the Charlevoix County Republicans, to send me a link to that video. If you would like the link to that Facebook Live video, text me GOP event, GOP in caps, event. I'll send you the link to the video, but I'm going to send you a photo that the owner of Strategic National, John Patrick Yab, took on Perry Johnson's private jet back, I believe it was March or April of 2023, getting ready to take off, heading to CPAC in Virginia. Who was on the plane? Perry Johnson. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. They're sitting down in suits in the chairs. Behind them is standing Scott Greenlee and Mashawn Maddock on Perry Johnson's jet with a photo being taken by John Yab, the political consultant that he posted on his social media page. Text me GOP event. I'll send you the link to the video of me asking that last question before closing statements, and I'll send you this photograph. Especially if you are a voting precinct delegate going to Detroit, you need this information. You need to watch that candidate forum, their answers throughout the night, their answers to that final question, and their closing statements. You need to share this with people going to represent you. If you're a precinct delegate, you need to forward this information to your voting delegates going to Detroit. We have got to stop this political machine of Strategic National and John Patrick Yab, in my opinion. The amount of money that's wasted paying him, I just have one simple question. This comes from the movie Wall Street. How many yachts can John Yab water ski behind? Just a question. His political grip, his hold on this state party has got to stop. And the only person I believe that has the ability to raise the money to help us win in 2026 and defeat the Democrats is State Senator Jim Runstad. That's why I endorsed him. He will not contract automatically with Yab. He wants open, fair, transparency, open bidding. When they look to perhaps consider hiring a political consultant, when they print up signs, when they put up mailers, when they buy advertising on radio and TV, Yab may end up being the best price, but he's going to have to be competitive. He won't be automatically handed a $1 or $2 million check to be the consultant and then get paid 10, 20, 30, 50% commissions on everything he does for the state party. Those days are over. If you guys get this information out. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD.